Dr. Kopinski dictating a supplemental report on April 18 regarding Scott Fitzel, F-I-T-Z-E-L. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Fitzel as described in my report of 2/23/22. Purdue have now provided me with some additional medical records to consider in this matter. For the show on 12/8/17, he was seen at U.S. Health Works. Period. He complained of pain about his right lateral epicondyle. Here they noted a left shoulder injury 9 years ago and that he was stabbed 5 years ago, both of which required hospitalization. Period. He was tendered a palpation about the lateral epicondyle, but there was no effusion. Period. X-rays of the right elbow were done on 12/8/17. Appear they showed no acute fracture or dislocation. Appear the joint spaces were maintained and alignment was normal without evidence of dislocation. Period. He was followed by Dr. Dziki, D-I-Z-I-K-I, and her colleagues at U.S. Health Works through 3/12/18, period. It was noted she was currently on modified duty and tolerating her current medication, where there were no new symptoms. Period. MRI showed intrasubstance tear and tendinosis of the common extensor tendon in the forearm. Period. There was no nerve injury reported, period. Mr. Fitzel complained of persistent numbness in the hand despite a negative EMG and MRI, period. Accordingly, they deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Scratch that, that he would reach maximum medical improvement on 3/30/18, period. He was continue light duty until assessment by an orthopedist, period. In the interim, he was allowed to scratch that. Next section, findings and conclusions. You will recall he had surgery done on 6/29/18 by Dr. Rivlin, where this was right lateral epicondyle debridement repair, as well as right elbow arthrotomy and partial synovectomy, where the postoperative diagnosis was right lateral epicondylitis, period. On 2/15/19, he also underwent cervical spine surgery by Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, period. On 4/10/19, Dr. Wang, W-A-N-G, performed surgery for a deep complex laceration of the left middle finger caused by a knife, period. New paragraph, the additional documentation does not offer any substantive information that would change my opinions previously stated, period. Consequently, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. This is for the orthopedic residuals of lateral epicondylitis treated successfully with surgery. There was also 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. There is not demonstrable objective medical evidence resulting in permanent orthopedic or neurological residuals to this region. And lastly, it remains my opinion there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. The additional documentation does not address any diagnostic testing or treatment that he may have received to the cervical spine and of which I was not in possession. Period. Thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to provide you with this supplemental report. Period. Please feel free to contact me if I can be of further assistance in this matter. Period. End.